This chazar zeichen nishbach ches shag v'em yehudim zeichen zbam mitziyah daf yud beis. Zok the Mishnah, the fines of a person's minor son or daughter, the ketanim, or of his non-Jewish slaves and maidservants, and of his wife, all belong to him. The fines of his adult sons and daughters, of his Jewish slaves and maidservants, and of his wife who he divorced, although he has not yet paid her ksuba, all these, in these cases, the fines belong to him. Zok the Gemara Shmuel said, why is it that the fine of a minor goes to the father? Because when a minor finds something, he immediately brings it to the father and doesn't keep it. And when he lifts it, he has in mind to be kinder for his father. In fact, does this mean that Shmuel holds that a minor is not kind of anything for himself to derisa? A brisa says if a worker was hired to harvest a crop, his son may collect the leket behind him. If the worker gets a percentage of the crop, his son may not do so. Rabbi Yossi says in both cases, his son and his wife may collect the leket behind him. Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi. Now, if we say that a minor could be kind of for himself, it makes sense that he can take the leket from behind his father because he's kind of for himself and he can then give it to his father. However, if he's not kind of for himself, it's as if the father is taking the leket from the field, which he may not do because he owns a share of the field and is considered to be a rich person who is ineligible to take leket. And the Gemara Shmuel holds that a minor is kind of for himself. When he explained the Mishnah to mean that a minor is not kind of for himself, he was explaining according to the Tana of the Mishnah, but he himself does not hold that way. If Jack Mendez of Yosef really hold that a minor is kind of for himself, deraisa. In a Mishnah, he says a minor is only kind to find the Rabbanon so as not to lead the fights. Efik Mar Abayi said the reason that Rabbi Yosef allows the minor's son to collect leket behind his father is not because he's kind of for himself, but rather because the other poor people are meyayish from the leket in that field because they think that the son will collect the leket behind the father. Therefore, it becomes hefker for all to take, and the worker himself may take maybe kind of from it as well. If a person is a person allowed to bring a lion onto his property to scare people away, to pour people away, and then it's so that they shouldn't collect the lekets. I mean, in the same way, how can you let a son collect them just to make the people, poor people, miyayish? Rather, Rava said, Rabban gave a minor the ability to be kind of the leket in this case, even though he truly can't be kind of something for himself. And the reason is because all poor people are okay with this enactment. Why? So that when they're hired out as workers, their sons will be able to collect the leket from behind them. Zakht Gemara Shmuel, who explains the mission in this way, argues on Rechia Bar Abba, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that a cotton in the mission is not referring to a minor, rather it refers to a child who is still supported by his father, and gadol in the mission doesn't refer to an adult, rather it refers to a child who is no longer supported by his father. Based on this, the reason the father gets the son's fines is because Rabbanan gave it to him because he supports his child, and therefore he gets the fines. It has nothing to do with the child's actual ability to be kaina. The Mishnah said, "Mitzias avdei v'shachasei ha'ivrim v'chulu." Why do the Jewish slaves keep their own fines? They should be treated like a worker. And a Bryce says, if a worker was hired for the day, not just for a particular task, anything he finds belongs to his employer. And for the Gemara, Chiyah Rabbah, the name of Yechanan said, the Mishnah is dealing with a servant who is a skilled diamond cutter. Therefore, the master doesn't want him stopping to work to pick up a fine, because his work is typically more valuable than any fine. However, if he does come across a fine that's very valuable, since the master never planned on having him stop working to pick up that fine, the fine does not go to the master, but rather stays with the slave. Rava says a different territory. He says, the Mishnah is dealing with a servant who picked up a fine while he continued to work. Since he didn't take any time off of work, he can keep the fine for himself. Third territory, Papa said, the Braisa that says the fines go to the employer is dealing with the situation where the worker was hired to look for fines. What's the case of a Jewish maidservant? If she's already a Nara, she should have already gone out free. If she's still a Ketana, then if she has a father, her fines go to him. And if she has no father, then she should have gone out free with her father's death based on the Kal V'Chaimer of Rish Lakish that we've learned elsewhere as well. And furthermore, the case is that she has a father. And when the Mishnah says that it belongs to her, it means it does not belong to her master. However, in actuality, it doesn't belong to her, but rather Taka belongs to her father. The Mishnah says, Mitzias Ishta. In fact, if he divorced her, it's obvious that she keeps her own fines. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a case where her divorce is a suffix. In such a case, Reb Zeir in the name of Shmuel said that the husband must continue to support her, and we would therefore think that since he's continuing to support her, he gets her fines. However, the Gemara explains that the reason a husband gets the fines of the wife is that he should not have any hard feelings or any feelings of animosity towards her for keeping her fines while he's busy working to support her. In this case, it's anyway animosity, and therefore there's no reason for him to get her fines. Zucked, the next Mishnah. If a person finds a promissory note, or Meir says, if it provides for a lien on real property, he may not return it to the creditor because Bezin will collect from the debtor's real property based on this promissory note. If it does not provide for a lien on real property, he may return it to the creditor because Bezin will not collect based on this document. The Chacham say, in either case, it may not be returned to the creditor because Bezin will collect from the debtor based on this document. In fact, what's the case of the Mishnah? If the debtor admits that he owes this debt, why can't it be returned to the debtor even when there's a lien on real property? If the debtor does not admit to it, why can he return it to the creditor? creditor. Even though Bezin will not collect from encumbered property based on this document, they will collect from unencumbered property. Everything where the case is that the debtor admits to the debt. However, we're concerned that the document was written and dated to be used in Nisan, but was not actually used until Tishrei. In that case, any purchaser of his land between Nisan and Tishrei will be subject to have his land collected from him improperly, since they purchased the land before the loan actually took place. If we have such a concern, we should have this concern for every loan document that is brought to Bezin for collection. And for the Gemara, a regular note brought to Bezin does not come under suspicion, and we are therefore not concerned. This note comes under suspicion based on the fact that it was lost. Therefore, we do have this concern.